The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Teddy, I keep telling you, man, I'm pretty sure that it's just the first place winners who get the invite to the breakfast with the mayor.
Okay, E-Rock, are you ready for this?
Dude, are you even listening?
This is gonna be awesome! I have tiger blood running through my veins!
Don't you think the whole Charlie thing is a little bit played out?
Come on, let's go!
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to meet the mayor. I mean, he is so dreamy. I mean, the Happy Planet mayor, he's got to be like the handsomest mayor in any city that anybody has ever lived in, don't you think?
Teddy?
What now, E-Rock?
Don't you think that, I don't know, maybe you should have wore some pants?
Are you serious?
Just
pants? Nobody would ever recognize me if I wore pants. You know I don't wear pants on the radio show.
Teddy, you know we do the radio show. The radio? Forget it.
All right, E-Rock. Just act natural.
Teddy, there's a lot of security around.
Don't worry. Just follow my lead. Hey, guys. What's up, security guys? What's up?
Hello, welcome to the Georgia Straits Best of Vancouver's Winner's Breakfast with the Mayor. Can I get your names, please?
Excuse me?
Your names, please.
Are you... are you telling me you don't know who I am?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to need your name, please.
E-Rock, I'm really beginning to think this guy doesn't know who I am.
Look, if you're not ready to give me your names, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Maybe we should just give him our names.
All right, fine. Just take a look at your little list there and look for one Teddy Smooth! Andy Rock.
Teddy Smooth. Teddy Smooth. Is that a T or an S?
Maybe you didn't hear me right. It's Teddy Smooth! Andy Rock.
No, I'm sorry. I don't see you on the list here.
What? Okay, maybe you should take one more look, pal. E-Rock, get ready.
Ready? Ready for what?
Now, E-Rock!
What the hell, Teddy? What are you doing?
Quick, take this chloroform and get the other doorman.
Oh, no, I don't know, man. I'm not comfortable with this. And where the hell did you get chloroform from?
I got it at No Frills, duh. Have you been there? It's amazing and cheap. I mean, everything is from, like, Mexico or some other weird country, but it's cheap, so that's what's important. Now hurry up and chloroform him.
I just don't know about this. Maybe we should just, I don't know.
God, you're too nice, E-Rock. I've told you that a million times. If you want anything, you gotta take it. It's all about winning. Winning!
Seriously, I'm telling you, Charlie Sheen jokes are not that funny anymore. Give it a break.
Whatever, fine, I'll do it. Hey, Mr. Security Guard.
Oh, yeah? What?
Oh, my God, what the?
No.
Woo! Yeah! Feels good taking out security guards. Now let's go see the mayor. Damn it, we're late. Mr. Happy Planet is already speaking.
Oh, my God, you're right. He is dreamy.
Quick, let's grab a seat. I think there's a free one right here.
I think that might be the head table.
Exactly. And look, it even has my name on it already. Don't see yours, however, E-Rock.
Teddy, I just saw you pull that name out of your pocket.
E-Rock, we don't have time for your nitpicking, okay? Have a seat. It's almost time for my speech.
Speech? What speech?
I prepared a speech for today. Duh. Didn't you?
No. I didn't even think we were invited to this, let alone give a speech.
Okay, you want the mayor's vote down. Let's, now's our chance. Let's
wait,
go.
Wait, Teddy, no. I don't think we're so...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gregor. Everybody sit down. Sit down. We don't want to cause another riot. Yeah, good one, eh, Gregor? I love Happy Planet, dude. Seriously, that is some great juice. I love it. I love it. You are a sexy man. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you guys a few minutes. I know me and E-Rock here didn't place first place, but I thought that I would prepare a speech, and I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to take a few minutes of your time here.
Actually, we do mind.
Shut up, Alice Cooper! You didn't even make the list this year! Let me tell you a story about a boy who had a dream. A dream to be on radio. But like many dreams, this dream was made fun of by all those dream killers who say you can't do it. You'll never make it. They made fun of this boy, telling him that radio was a dead medium. Nobody ever listens to radio anymore, they said. You're a loser, they said. But this boy's dreams were big, bigger than anybody knew, and nobody was going to stop him.
Teddy?
So he went to an overpriced school that sold him on a dream. But unfortunately, the school was selling a different kind of dream. They said, you only have 2 minutes to talk. 2 minutes. They said, shut up and play the music. Don't talk in funny voices. 2 minutes. This boy wanted to talk longer than 2 minutes, but they said, no. No, you can't. Talk about sports. Talk about news and celebrities, they said. But this boy said, no. No to all that. So this boy took his dream to a station that would help live his dream. And still people questioned him. They said, you're not getting paid. Why are you doing this? Who the hell listens to college radio?
I do.
You should get a real radio gig. You should get a real radio gig. But this boy didn't listen to any of that. He knew one day his dream would be worth it. One day. One day. One day. One day. One day.
Yeah, I think they got that, Teddy.
Time passed, however, and he began to wonder. He worked hard, and every night he looked up into the sky and asked, was he on the right path? Finally, one Thursday afternoon, all his worries and questions were answered. After all his hard work, he had been named third best radio DJ in the city.
Woohoo!
And he knew his dreams had come true. His dreams had come true.
Teddy? What the hell, man?
Thank you.
What the hell? What about me? I've been here since the beginning.
Thank you.
You didn't mention me once in that whole speech.
What, E-Rock?
Yeah, you heard me.
You're just like all of them.
No.
You're a dream killer, E-Rock.
What do you mean?
All these people are dream killers.
It was my dream, too.
You know what I'm going to do to a dream killer? This is what I'm going to do.
Teddy!
Die, dream killer!
Wake up!
What? Where am I? Who are you?
Teddy, it's me, E-Rock. You know, your co-host from Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth, voted third best podcast in the city according to the Georgia Strait listeners. And you, sir, fell asleep on the toilet again.
E-Rock, man. Oh, I just had the craziest dream. Wait, didn't we also win third best late night radio DJ host for our show Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, which runs every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM? And wasn't it also our third year in a row winning this award?
Yes, we did, Teddy. And I've told you before that I hate it when people tell me about their dreams. Like, who cares about why you do or don't want to fuck your mom? All these self-indulgent dreamers telling me about shit that I can't have. I smoke weed, okay? Studies have shown that people who smoke weed don't dream that often, let alone at all. Pretty much the only bad side effect to such a deliciously natural plant that helps thousands, not millions, of people deal with health issues ranging from cancer to glaucoma to others.
Whoa, E-Rock, whoa. where did that all come from? And don't you just smoke weed because you like getting baked?
Yeah.
And why are you in this bathroom stall with me?
I came to tell you that we're going to be late for the radio show. We got to get going. You've been in here for an hour.
Could you get out of the stall? I need to finish up. Oh, God. Oh, God, E-Rock. It's too late. It's too late.
Teddy.
Teddy, no.
Third-ranked entertainment strikes again. Congratulations, Cab Radio, for winning third best local podcast in the Georgia Strait. And congratulations, Teddy and E-Rock, for winning third best late-night radio DJs for the third consecutive year in a row. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Ha, ha, ha.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabo Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabo Radio says thanks to all the listeners who helped us reach our goal of third-rate entertainment for a third year in a row! That's right, Teddy and E-Rock celebrate third best late night DJs and third best podcast in the Georgia Straits Best of Vancouver with songs, plays, and whatever else we can come up with on the spot. Hey, after all, it's only third rate. Plus, a few prize giveaways. As always, upcoming events. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Yes, put side of it on. Hello, hello.
Where is it?
Hello, there we are.
Where is he?
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, hey.
Third rate, baby.
Third rate, yes.
One of
not
these times.
Not second, not first, third rate entertainment.
Maybe in the fourth year we'll figure out how to use the microphones.
Oh, yes. It's going to be an exciting show. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much.
There's a lot of people out tonight.
Well, when you win third place 3 years in a row, you got all the people.
This is crazy.
Ow! Woo-hoo! Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
That right there is a new set of boobies.
Yes,
set of boobies.
It's always nice to have a new set, even after, it hasn't even been 3 years.
We
won 3 years, so.
I don't know how you do that, but we did it.
Well, we won within the first year. We won our first one. So,
ouch!
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a seat. Have a seat.
Woo! Calm it down.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Cab Radio this week.
Bring it from up here down to here, people.
Yes, tonight's show is all about celebrating third-rate entertainment here on Cab Radio.
Oh,
like E-Rock mentioned in the intro there, and we have. Yes, we have won third place in Best Late Night Radio DJs for the Georgia Straits Best Of, as well as third best local podcast. So we would like to thank all of our fans and all of our listeners for voting for us.
I really want to thank them because I threw it out there last time we got third that was, you know, let's try to vote and get us to win third again. Because that could be harder than getting first or second, and we did it.
We did it. All right.
Yes!
Now, I kind of did make a small play for first, only because I wanted to upset the system. But the balance is where it is supposed to be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, we talked about it before. First place people get to go to a breakfast with the mayor, and we're late night radio DJs. We don't exactly want to get up at 8 a.m. to have orange juice and bagels with Happy Planet Gregory Robertson. So,
talk to us when you want to have a late brunch.
I mean, if he wants to come and have, like, you know, 2 in the morning NAM vegetarian food with us.
Or come out on the radio show.
Then we're happy to do that, but breakfast, I mean, there's probably no vodka or champagne in that orange juice, so
that'd be a shame.
I don't think we would
do that well.
Well, why? We'd bring our own.
We'd just be kind of like sitting there, sunglasses.
We would have flasks that were...
There would be, yeah. We'd spike the punch at the breakfast.
Hi, Gregory!
Now, we did discuss doing that, actually, before we got there. So maybe that...
On the show tonight? No.
Wait. No, in previous shows. So maybe the Georgia Strait heard that, and even maybe we did get first place, but they were too afraid we would... throw a party at the breakfast, and no. I don't know. I don't know how it all happens.
Nobody wants a party.
I don't even know how many votes you get. Like, they don't really tell you. I know that in...
Pretty sure we had like a million or so.
Well, that would be hard considering the Georgia Strait did say they got over 10,000 votes in total.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Teddy, this is radio. We could say what we want, remember?
I know, but there's certain times when you want to do that. And I mean, over a million... That seems a bit. Look, that seems a bit much.
Our phones are going off the hook. I mean, this is third rate, baby. The people, they want to know us now. It's. I'm gonna give a quick shout out.
Yeah, that's why the phones are going off. We've been bugged. We've been bugged already tonight. Not only a good shout out.
Not only are we celebrating our third rate entertainment show that we have here, but a very good friend of mine is moving away. He's moving back down to. The United States.
Now he was on the show once. He was on the show one time. He came and played some cover songs.
No, you're thinking of the other guy.
Oh,
yeah. No, this guy. He was invited many times, but he decided that third rate just wasn't what he was into.
Really? He never made it on?
No, I'm sure.
Which guy am I thinking of?
You were thinking of Moses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Moses. The two
guys.
He's
from the States, isn't he?
He is. They actually moved up here at the same time, and they work together. And
so give your shout out.
So I'd like to give a shout out to the party, which I'm missing right now. I wish I could be there. But Campy Draper. Campy, he's a great man. Great big teddy bear that... I just want to hug and kiss and just be like...
Isn't Moses a big kind of teddy bear, too?
Yes,
wow,
I know.
No wonder I'm so confused.
I know, the both of them.
It must be the T3s. I did have mouth surgery on Friday, so I'm a bit confused. And if I say some weird things tonight, it's because I'm hopped up on Tylenol 3s tonight.
Sure.
I had one of my teeth pulled, and I'm still quite in some pain. So
that's the drugs you're
on. I actually... I'll tell a quick story. I got it pulled, and... I knew they were probably going to try to give me T3s. Now, I find T3s a tad on the boring side. So I told my dentist, she's like, oh, I'm going to give you a prescription for Tylenol 3s. And I said, oh, sometimes they really upset my stomach. Is there maybe something else? She's like, oh, okay, then you can just take Advil. I'm like, Damn it! Where's the Percocet or the Oxy? Where's the fun drugs?
I've got some Oxy, maybe when we get our first break.
That's what I wanted, but instead, I get T3s. I ended up getting them anyways because they do help me sleep at night. Because there was a few nights where I couldn't sleep. But
I love you, Campy Draper.
Campy.
Campino!
Shout out to you. Hey,
you're leaving!
Tons of music and show to get to tonight. We also have some prizes to give away later for the Rio Theater. So, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR is the number to call. We also, after the first break, we want to take some calls from you, our listener. We want to see if maybe you want to call in and say, you know, that you love us or you appreciate us or,
campy.
You know, whatever.
Hint, hint, campy.
So when we come back, we're going to give the cue to call, and hopefully you can call in and say what you like maybe about Cabaret. Because we've been on the air for 2.5 years, and obviously some of you voted for us. And again, thank you so much for voting for us.
And if you didn't, I'll find you in Never mind.
It means a lot that we've now done it 3 years in a row, even though we haven't been on the air for 3 years.
Yeah, well, you know, feels like three, feels like ten,
feels like ten. God. So we want to thank all our listeners, all our voters,
look at town,
and all the people that love Cabaret Radio. We'll be back after this with more Cabaret and Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy, that's E-Rock.
Ow, I'm doing the robot. Ow, I'm doing the robot.
Yo, 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 3 times in a row.
Yo, yo, yo. Fingers start shaking.
boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm concerned,
my time is a bird. Suki! Suki! I love you, Suki! I'm Bill! Bill the Vampire!
Steppenwolf with Suki Suki. You know, I still can't believe. Are you right over there? I still can't believe Suki Stackhouse is gone for another year.
Oh God,
it's gone. How can it be only 12 episodes and then disappear for a whole year?
I don't know. I'm so disappointed. You know what I'm mostly disappointed about is that I haven't seen any of them.
You should. I recommend it for some good clean. Don't think about TV fun, but. Dexter is coming back, so yeah. But porn is good for what, you know, 1-2 minutes max.
Like 2-3 hours. Know. Are you kidding me? Like,
just a good night
of just sitting there and you know.
Oh well, this actually leads into our next thing here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, because E-Rock
awesome segues.
E-Rock is now single.
Oh, so yes, I am.
This is going out to him.
Yes, I'd like it if you could please play something.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
Please play our song.
No, it's my song.
No, mine.
Play both our songs.
Play them.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio Dedications. This song goes out to you.
Now, usually we do dedications to one of our listeners, but tonight I am dedicating a song to my good pal, E-Rock over there, who, yes, he is single now, ladies, yes. And handsome men, maybe.
Well, I got the face for radio.
So, and every Tuesday night, you know, he has shown up. If you just are new to Cab Radio or never listened from the beginning, he was a guest star in the first couple episodes. He just showed up, mm-hmm. and then he just kept showing up. So
you used me for a few shows at the beginning there, and then decided
I was going to keep him.
Yeah.
Now, ever since I've known him, he's been in a relationship, so it's a whole brand new world here for E-Rock, so... This next song's going out to you, buddy. Aww. Welcome to being single.
Oh, yeah.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke, y todo mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low, don't bother me. When life one long and dangerous road, I take a toll and all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toll and all my cares go up in smoke.
Oh, yes. Cheech and Chong here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Smooth.
CITR.ca. Now, just before the break, we just briefly talked about E-Rock Singleton. I just want to touch on it lightly one more time, E-Rock, because...
Don't touch
it
lightly.
You're a bit of a unique fellow, and most people, when they break up, turn to more drugs and more alcohol. But you've actually done the opposite. You've sort of gone against alcohol and against drugs. But some people, like, you know, they break up and then you don't see them for like a 2-week bender.
So. Yeah, no, it's true. It was funny, actually. My mom, she kept talking to my brother and my sister and being like, is Eric going to start drinking a lot more and all this? She was really worried about it, but I never really drank a lot.
Because that would be me. To start with. I would be gone. You would find me naked in a ditch.
Hey, nobody ever said I wasn't naked in a ditch. Just I was sober.
You're listening to Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock. Newly single E-Rock. So, ladies.
Just keep pumping that.
Check
I like
him
it.
Out. Check
I
him out.
I like it.
I even hear he might be on Plenty of Fish.
It's interesting that Plenty of Fifth. Fish.
We are here on our third place, 3 years in a row show. We've taken third place in the Georgia Strait Best of Late Night Radio DJs for the third year in a row, so thank you so much. Plus, bonus this year, we got third best local podcast.
Because you brought up that Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Can I just quickly say one thing all the women that are on that Plenty of Fish?
Sure.
When you get a message from a guy, if it's a decent message, and he's asking a few questions, don't always just respond with, what about you? Try to come up with a new question.
More conversation?
Yeah, be creative, you know?
Some people would argue that some people are on there because they can't do a conversation in real life, so...
This is true. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know, I'm very new to it, so it's all kind of new. But hey, you know, it is what it is. I've met some very great people so far, just chatting away with some people and stuff. Nothing serious or anything, but yeah, it's nice to just get back out there and start talking again. Even if it's texting.
Talking. We have upcoming events a little bit later to get to, including some prizes to the Rio Theater. But we said earlier we want to take some phone calls if anyone wanted to call in and talk about our third place victory. The phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you would like to call in and chat with us briefly about our third place victory, we'd welcome your phone call, your thoughts, your prayers, your your, what's another word I'm looking for?
Your emotions?
Your emotions to, your... regarding our third place win. Do you think we should have taken first place or...
second place,
second
maybe.
Place? I was hoping for at least second, honestly. I think we could have taken out Danger from the Foxes.
Yeah, well...
I mean...
He's dangerous.
He is dangerous. I mean, just the name. But, I mean, Teddy Smooth, come on.
That's pretty dangerous.
That's smooth and dangerous, all in one.
What about E-Rock?
You're like this hard rock that is dangerous. Because someone could throw you. Yeah, you're a rock that's full of E. You throw it at people, and they become immensely happy, and then depressed for 3 or 4 days afterwards.
But they really want to be touched in that first day.
So again, if you'd like to phone in and join the conversation tonight, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
Mm. Look at those. Look at it going off the hook right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is. The wow. Board, that board is lighting up.
Campy, you there? Are you there, Campy?
we'll just give it a minute.
Let's just wait.
Let's just see if anyone phones.
Okay. We'll give it like 10 minutes, just to
just 10 minutes. We're just gonna do 10 minutes of silence,
or until somebody phones.
You can also, if you want to keep up to date with Cab Radio, you can find us actually. E-Rock has started us up a Twitter page.
Started it up about a year ago.
Check us out,
and we've got about 5 tweets on there.
Check out well. Cab Radio on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook under Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Join our group for all the latest greatest about Cab Radio and Teddy and E-Rock. You can also find our podcast on CITR.ca under shows under the letter C, or you can find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. Mm. Now, obviously, with this lack of phone calls, people are just trying to formulate their thoughts. So we're just going to get into some more music here. And
maybe nobody actually likes music and they don't want to listen to something that they like.
I don't know what
or
that
maybe,
means.
Maybe they just really enjoy what we're playing and right. Our voices, and they don't want to interrupt because it's the sound of smooth...
And E-Rock.
Rocks.
A rock full of E.
Smooth E-Rock.
Now, because we're so dangerous... And you're a rock full of E. I thought I'd play this.
And race. We haven't quite hit our peak yet.
I don't know what that means.
Because they got first.
Oh, good one.
Guys from the peak.
Good one.
Was, third rate, baby.
Yes. Ouch. Third rate entertainment.
Try it along.
Again. Now, would you let me do the song intro?
I guess so.
Now, because I'm Teddy Smooth and I'm dangerous and you're E-Rock full of E, a rock full of E, that kind of makes us a gangster. So I thought
it
I'd play
does.
Some, thought I'd play some Chromeo. So gangster.
Aw, shit.
See where I was going with that?
Aw, yeah.
But you
is
kinda,
he gangster, though?
You kind of screwed that up.
I'd consider Chromeo...
You brought in the Mountain Peak stuff. I don't know.
I consider Chromeo gangster hipster.
I don't know.
No?
Gangster hipster?
You got the two of them kind of dress, you know, a little hip.
Okay.
But they're, you know, black. Or one of them is.
We better shut off the mics.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Come hear the music play.
That'd be 18.
Coming to you live with the new school, the old school, any damn school you want, except for preschools. So if you're ready to strip down, get sassy, and find out what cabaret is all about, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio with your host, Teddy
mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah. is upcoming. This is upcoming event. Teddy. This is upcoming events with Teddy Spoon.
All right, well, we're going to start off this week of September 20.
Last week in September.
What day is it?
27th.
I'm slick. That's why we got third rate. September 28th.
Oh, I was close. 28th now is of 12
Wednesday.
O'clock.
Wednesday. Tomorrow. Wednesday. We're going to start off with the Night Owl Review. It's somewhat of a brand new night. It's at the Electric Owl Social Club, which is also a brand newish kind of club downtown on 928 Main Street. It's all put on by Nikki Nine Doors and the band that she plays with. I'm really butchering this one.
Start again.
All right.
Welcome to Cab Radio.
It's the Night Hour of You. Jeez. Sorry, Nikki. They have a night. It's, I believe, the last Wednesday of the month at the Electric Owl Social Club. This month, it's going to be Crystal Precious, Burgundy Bricks, Nikki Nine Doors, and from Seattle, Jesse Bell Jones. All live music. I believe the soulful professor of Kitty Nights will be there as well, singing. So go check it out. It's lots of live music. It's a great new club in Vancouver that's supporting live music. So go check out the Night Owl Review at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street. That's 928 Main Street. Moving over to Thursday night, it is Rare. And that's going to be at Toby's Bar and Grill on Commercial Drive, which is just near 12th and Commercial. It's called Rare. It's a new event. It's going to be the third night of our new night at Toby's. It's with DJ K-Tel, Steamboat Fatty, and Odd Job, and some guest DJs. So they're going to be spinning some tunes. So if you want to go down, hear some great music, it's this Thursday at 9:30 at Toby's on 2733 Commercial Drive, just near 12th and Commercial. Moving over to Friday night, it is the Rio Theater's Midnight Movies. This Friday, it is the RX Comics Celebration of Superman 2. Superman 2. RX Comic is celebrating 9 years in the business. So they're going to be on hand selling various special merchandise. There's going to be prizes. I'm going to be hosting that night as well. So come in costume. So Superman 2 theme. If you're unsure which one Superman 2 is, it's the one where those three evil people from Krypton escape and come to Earth and battle Superman. They're really powerful. That's a really good description.
Good one.
That's going to be at the Rio Theater.
Well described.
Doors at 11:30 p.m. Show and prizes and hosting at midnight. So make sure you get there. Wear your costumes. We're going to have some fun this Friday night at the Rio Theater. We also have two tickets to give away for that. So give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you would like to win tickets to the Rio Theater Superman 2 premiere this Friday at midnight. Moving over to Sunday nights, it's Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore. This Sunday, it is Kitty Nights says make love, not war. Burning their bras in peaceful protest this week will be Cherry on Top, Misfit, Burgundy Bricks, Ariel Helvetica, and making his boyless debut, Mr. Blue Moon Morris. Yes, Blue Moon Morris. Blue is a lead guitarist and band leader of the Pink Flamingo Band. A very talented fellow, and can't wait to see what he is doing for his boyless debut. Now, I've noticed with Blue that lately he has been sort of, he looks quite fit, so maybe
he's been working out.
All been in preparation of his boyless debut.
Probably, yeah.
Getting that six-pack ready, and he looks quite felt and in shape. So, ladies, awesome. Blue Moon Morris will
like
be there
me.
Doing some boylesque. Of course, the professor, me, DJ Teddy Smooth, and Groovy Go-Go by Voracious V. Doors at 8, show at 9. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret, right on that corner of 12th and Kingsway, right underneath the big pink Hojo.
I did a sit-up this morning when I got out of bed.
That is awesome.
It was good.
Good times.
Yeah, I'm feeling it still.
Good times, E-Rock.
Ow!
This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here celebrating our our third place victory in the Georgia Strait. Thank you so much to all our voters for voting for us in the Georgia Strait Best Of. We also got third best podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Now, some people have mentioned, they say they phone in or they talk to us and tell us, you know, you guys, you know, you say you're third rate entertainment. We know. We just like to make fun because third rate entertainment is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, look at those other stations. They're all major stations. Oh, wow. We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
See who this is. Actually,
do you want me to grab it?
Yeah. We'll
you keep
see,
talking.
We'll see who it is. I mean, some of those other big stations, they're on every night. They have lots and lots of budget. Now, we don't. We're only on once a week. So a third place for us is actually a first place. If we had the budget, you know.
If you give me a moment.
Do we have a caller? Did someone want to comment on our third place in the Georgia Strait?
What's your name? Mrs. Shillcraps?
Okay, well, let's let's see what...
Here, we're going to put you on the air.
Yes, so we have a caller who is calling in reference to our third place victory in the Georgia Strait. Hello, caller.
Hello there. My name is Mrs. Shillcraft, and I'm an educator.
Thank you for calling.
I want to say straight away that I'm quite disgusted with the fact that you're even winning any awards and that you're even on the air. So I don't know why you're boasting about having the third place.
Do you want to elaborate on that? I mean, I don't know. We work pretty hard.
I mean, quite honestly, I mean, I'm at a loss for words, but just to sum it up, I would say that your show and shows like it are the reason why the youth is as messed up today, and it's only getting worse.
I would just like to point out that there are no shows like ours, but it's all the same.
You know, it's all this devolution. Okay, we are not evolving, you know. It's just vulgarity. What you were just talking about earlier, you were speaking about boylesque and burlesque and, you know, just
a form of dance, a form of art.
For sexuality. You know, this is not an expression of intelligence or talent. And this is the reason why we are not able to overcome our recession in this country.
You think we're not overcoming our recession because of boylesque and burlesque?
I think shows like yours are promoting this aloof, lazy attitude and pathetic banter that goes on as a sorry excuse for radio entertainment. And, you know, in television it's much worse. I don't even own a television.
Well, your comment about the children, I don't know how many children are allowed to stay up this late, especially if they have school tomorrow. You, as an educator, should know that.
Children when they are in schools like universities. You are operating in a university, correct?
Yes,
this is true. But now they're adults.
These are next up and coming leaders. You know, we don't just get Harper out of nowhere. You know, these students are listening to your program, and this is what is motivating them.
This
is the reason for our decline.
Would you say?
I'm saying you are the reason for the decline in our youth.
Are you saying that people are listening to our show and then becoming like Stephen Harper?
Yes, I think they are, because I mean, on the outskirts, that might seem a little strange, right? You don't see yourselves as conservatives. But you see, if you are representative of the left, then what might be great leftist leaders unfortunately become disillusioned and have no choice but to become easy prey for conservatives like Harper. Again, because they are listening to your show.
Wow, I see. So if Stephen Harper, maybe if he did a radio show back in the day, or a show like this, he would have been less conservative, perhaps?
Perhaps. I don't even see myself as conservative.
Well,
I believe that our youth need good programming, responsible programming, something that offers something for the mind. I mean, what you were just speaking earlier, right before I spoke, you congratulated one another upon completing a sit-up.
Yes.
Is this what intellectual banter is? Is this what you feel is going to encourage our youth to become good and responsible leaders?
Yes.
Well,
you know,
I think being fit, athleticism, fit in mind, fit in body is something that's important.
Well, of course it's important, but you were just simply trivializing what really is an educate, what really is physical education. I mean, doing one sit-up is really not going to get anyone anything.
Well, it depends how many times you do that one sit-up. I do it every day.
My point is you're sidetracking, and unsuccessfully so. My point is, you know, in some of the guests that you've had as well and promoting these shows, it's just, you know, I don't even know why you bother, really.
You
get out of bed and get on the radio and continue to spew this nonsense.
I'd like to...
a very good university.
I'd like to follow up and close this conversation off with, you have a very sexy voice, and hey, if you're ever looking to do some burlesque or anything, we know people. I'm just throwing it out there.
Quite elderly, and you know, I would intimidate you in the bedroom.
Judith Stein.
Say that.
You know,
I wouldn't do that to you because the amount of education I would need to provide you to get me off would, quite frankly, we don't have enough years.
Your hair up and glasses is enough education for me.
Glasses?
Well, you're a teacher.
Excuse me, I don't understand that. You're going to have to construct a normal phrase.
No.
The subject and the verb.
I don't do that on this show.
No.
That's up to Teddy.
We aren't known for our speaking.
No.
I've had extensive education as well, not only with children, but with sex education. So it's interesting that you should bring that up.
Well, I really appreciate you making some comments. We do have to get back to the show, but thank you so much for phoning in.
But I do hope you improve.
Well,
we are shooting for second place next year.
No, yes, I'm saying I would like the programming to improve a lot more, be a little more informative and more encouraging to other voices.
We will definitely consider that. Thank you so much for phoning in.
You're very welcome.
Good night. Well, for someone who's educated, she didn't know how to say goodnight. So that's all I have to say about that.
Wow, that was interesting.
That was great. As someone phoned in, you know, we appreciate every
not happy with our third place
comment. So if you'd like to make some comments tonight on our show about our win or
good,
what you think of Cab Radio, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Now, just because she maybe didn't like our show. Well,
maybe it was just one show.
That's not going to break me and E-Rock's stride.
Ain't nothing going to break my stride.
No, it's not.
I hope not.
It's not going to. We'll be back after this. CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Teddy. That's E-Rock.
Woo!
Back with more Cab Radio after this.
Nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat.
Yo, E-Rock, man. Check out these new promo ideas that I got for Cab Radio. They're sweet.
Oh, cool, man. Let's hear them.
Have you ever wanted to get together on Tuesday nights at 11 and listen to two guys talk about stuff?
Teddy, they're going to need a little more information than that.
Tuesday nights at 11, two guys get together, talk about stuff.
Yeah, again, we're going to need more information than just stuff.
Well, howdy! Come on, damn Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, you got all the information that time, but perhaps something a little edgier.
Cabin Radio! Cabin.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Maybe something with a little more feeling.
Cabin Radio! Cabin Radio! Cabin!
Hey, try it edgier again.
Cabin Radio!
Yeah, see, you're gonna... I need you to think big! Big!
Tuesday nights at 11, CITR. Hear two guys talk about stuff.
Stuff? Again? Come on. Here, let me try this.
Tuesday nights at 11, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabin Radio. Tune in or check us out online at CITR.ca. It's radio with variety.
Life's not what you take. It's not about the promises you made. It's not about the friends you might have made or love that is gone. Life is what you give. It's not about the stupid things you did. It's not about the way things could have been. It's about moving on. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, to think it's all what you make it, and you make it through.
Yeah, this life will leave you stressed out, left out with your neck out. Ain't nothing changed, real life, so we deal right. But it feels like it's something strange. We wondering the dumbest things and let everything get under our skin. Trouble again, trying to impress somebody else is fucked in the head. So do you, you'll never make everyone happy, it just won't happen. At the end of the day, when all say it said, you better be ready to go back at them. I learn slow, my verse shows my growth, my wisdom. If you positive or you negative, it don't make a difference, not when you live in. Cause some of the most successful people on this planet will kill themselves or somebody else, life they really couldn't manage. Then we got bums, alcoholics on the streets, with no stress, nowhere to rest, nowhere to dress, nowhere to sleep. And they say, fuck my morals, I'm drinking away my sorrow. I'm living life and I'm happy, I ain't thinking about tomorrow.
It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through. It's all about you. So every morning when you wake, before the first step that you take, just think it's all what you make it, and you make it through. Life is what it brings. It's not about cars and fancy things. Here's some lines of diamond rings, girls, don't you lose no sleep.
Yeah.
Life is all about the things you'll never figure out. It's all about the people you allow and the memories you keep.
This here is life. So tell me, who chooses what's wrong and right? Is it what we see on TV? Get a job, raise a family? That's how I was raised, how I was brought up. Get a wife, a son, and a daughter. That's how I was taught to be proper. Never thought anyone could get caught up. Then slowly I grew up, and the fairy tale quickly vanished. Realize that life is a bitch of shit. You gotta be able to stand it, and you gotta be able to handle it. The stress or the pressure you channel it, and you learn to cope at the end of your rope. Any way that you can, with liquor or dope, or work hard, raise your kids, strip clubs, whatever it is, smoke weed, shoot hoops, whatever you find your happiness through, it's your life. Just make sure you know what you want when you go to get it. Keep doing this shit for you, not your crew or the dude you trying to impress, kid. Life is simple, life is hard, and yeah, life is fun. So enjoy the things around you before your life is done.
It's all what you make it, and you make it through. At the window.
Ooh.
Who's at the window over there?
Nobody.
I always wanted to be a hook guy in songs. I almost didn't want to even be the main guy. I just wanted to be the guy in the background going, hoo, 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 hoo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hoo, hoo.
Hoo, hoo.
It always seems like such a good job. You still get to be in like the cool video, but all you have to do is be in the background looking cool, and so
kind of like me on Cabaret Radio.
I know. Have you even said yo 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 tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think you have. My name is Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock right over there.
Yo yo yo.
Triple yo for a triple third place.
Ooh.
Best late night radio DJ in the Georgia Strait. See the tie-in there, the tie-in.
Good tie-in.
This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We've been here all night, again, celebrating our third-place victories.
Mm-hmm. It was a good victory. I'm happy.
We want to, one final time, thank all of you for voting, all of our listeners, all our fans. We really appreciate it.
Hopefully not final time. Like, we need you next year.
Well, I just mean tonight.
Oh, okay.
I Yeah, next year, of course, we need to. We need you again.
We got to get third rate again.
It's third rate for the fourth time. If we keep doing that, we keep doing that, we're gonna get it for sure. For sure.
Let's write a background performer song.
Yes.
Or it's just Hook Man.
I think Jean Lajoie has done kind of a song like that.
Joie.
That damn.
He's done everything.
Bastard. God.
Man, I quit. I'm out of here.
It's hard to be original these days. It is. It is. It's very hard.
Unless you're Cabo Radio with Teddy Smooth every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, check out our podcast. It's on CITR.ca under shows under the letter C. Or in the iTunes store, just search CITR-Cabo Radio. All our episodes are there, including this one, which will be up tomorrow. Which is, I believe, episode 120. So lots of episodes to choose from. You could even go back to the olden days, back to the first couple episodes, to see how much me and E-Rock have not improved. He still talks over me.
As much as I possibly can. Yeah, it's great.
But we're going to take off.
I'll just keep doing it for probably another year.
I
kind of
did it there. I just wanted.
We have
God, a...
We have an online request, by the way.
That was great radio. Oh, yeah? For what?
For Looking Out My Back Door, CCR.
CCR, huh? Ooh. Looking Out My Back Door? Yeah. Oh, that song. Yeah, yeah. I think I have it. If not, we can find
We'll
get her done. We'll fit it into our last set. That's our final request. We also had a request from Jackson earlier. He requested Everyone's a Winner. Boot Sauce.
Boot Sauce.
He dedicated that to us because, his quote was, "Nobody remembers the fourth place horse in a horse race."
Oh, this
but
is
everyone
true.
Remembers third place.
what?
I don't know. Maybe I got the quote wrong. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Jackson. I'm sorry. But I'm glad we got to play that song for you. But we're going to try
Everybody
to get to that
third place.
We're going to get to that last request in this last set. We're going to take off, but make sure you come back next week. It is the E-Rock Talent Showcase happening once again.
Hey, I just had a really good idea for this show
mm-hmm.
that we should have done mm-hmm. that we didn't.
Yeah.
Was come up with, really popular third place people or something like that. We'll talk.
That'll be maybe for next year.
All right.
When we get third place, maybe again.
See? We've got a year
to... plan that.
Plan this. Perfect.
Are you still looking for some people for your showcase? Or?
I am still looking for a few people for the E-Rock's Talent Showcase coming up next week. So, if you have anything you want to perform live on air, something that comes across on radio to these wonderful people, we have had... I always say musicians, but I'm trying to get out.
We have had musicians.
We have had musicians and
magicians.
Musicians.
Yes.
That'd be a new one, actually, if there's any musicians out there. things went across great. We've had comedians. We've had lots of different sorts of people. So, if you're interested in doing that, get in touch with us at cabaradio@gmail.com. And,
subject line, Talent Showcase or E-Rock's Talent Showcase.
Tell me a little bit about what you're doing and possibly
a link. And if possible, a link to what you're doing. And next week, E-Rock could have you on the show live here.
You can sit across from me and stare into my eyes.
E-Rock will be in the no pants chair. So you can stare.
It is a sight to see.
Believe me, I saw E-Rock get a manzillion. So it is a sight to see.
Yes, he did.
It was a beautiful thing.
He wanted.
Who's our dedication going to, anyways?
This dedication is going to Michaela.
Michaela, okay. Well, Michaela, we're gonna try to find your CCR song, but for now, we're gonna leave you with Iggy Pop with his Lust for Life here on Cab Radio. Good night, Cab Radio.
Good night.
Hopefully we'll
see you again.
We'll see you next week for E-Rock's Talent Showcase. We're out.
This is one of my songs too.
They're not yours. Just because it was from your playlist.
But
you don't own them.
But I showed you this one.
Good night, Cab Radio.
GTO. I wear a uniform on a government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in my ear before. Could have lost for long. Could have lost for long. I got lost for long. Got lost for long. Oh, lost for long. Oh, lost for long.
Standing in front of right now makes music that belongs to the Creedence Clearwater Revival.
just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.